Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by James Short, CEO of Celladon Pharmaceuticals. Welcome back, Jim.
Hi, thank you, Phil. Thank you for having me back on.
Absolutely, yeah. We just saw the exciting news that Celladon announced a strategic collaboration with Valeos Pharma AS, a Danish pharmaceutical company, to accelerate its supply of EU GMP cannabis products to Europe. Through this agreement, Celladon will license its genetics and IP to enhance Valeos's cultivation, potentially doubling yield to 3 tons annually, worth up to £30 million. The partnership allows Celladon to outsource growing while expediting its path to profitability, supplying European customers from Valeos's facility. Production under this collaboration is expected to begin in Q1 2025. Tell us more about this collaboration and the key benefits, please, Jim.
Yeah, so it's a project that we've been working on with Valeos for nearly 12 months. How it came about were Valeos, you know, as you said, it's a Danish company. They've got a suite of licenses, just like Celladon have, to produce pharma-grade GMP API flower. And Valeos at the moment are producing what the market calls a mid-tier product. They've got the capacity to produce up to 1.5 ton of product per annum. They approached us looking at what we did, and they said, look, how can we do a joint venture collaboration? And what that means, Phil, is that the key takeaways are by implementing some of our IP and technology that we've developed over the last 3 to 4 years in-house, we can potentially take Valeos's current 1.5 ton capacity from that up to 3 ton of capacity. It's going to take some capex from their side. It's zero capex to Celladon. So they're going to implement some of the changes that are needed for us to then do a tech transfer of our IP. And the benefits from Celladon's side are they pay as a license fee, which is £1.5 million per annum for the next 5 years at the end of each year. They also pay us 50% of the upside that we can produce more than what they can currently produce. So in other words, the 1.5 ton above their existing 1.5 ton, if we can get it to 3 ton, we share in that upside 50-50. So that's where we said in the announcement, this potentially could give us circa £8 million a year with the license fee and the uplift. Now, the uplift is flexible. If we don't quite produce an extra 1.5 ton, we get less. If we produce more than that, we get more. So that's a fantastic benefit to Celladon. It's got no cost in Celladon, apart from a little bit of flights and hotels and our team, and we get access to that. But the other crucial benefit, Phil, to Celladon is, as you may remember, we made an announcement at the back end of last year. We signed a £20 million contract with a German pharmaceutical company. What this transaction that we're doing with Valeos allows us to do is apply to that German contract from within Europe, i.e. Denmark. And the significant difference to that, Phil, is anybody operating in the world that we operate are realizing it's very difficult to move the product across borders. So Canada moving into Europe is very hard for them because it's highly regulated. So each shipment that we would have transferred to Germany, we have to get an export license and they have to get an import license. And it can be done. We've done it several times, but it just takes time. The other issue is, as we all know from Brexit, moving products, whether it's a cannabinoid or a widget, across to Europe is difficult. It's getting a lot easier, but it's costly and it's difficult. So another real plus to Celladon is the fact that we're now producing product in Europe to supply to our European partners. And we see that just growing bigger and bigger. So it gets us to that 20 million ready from that German contract, hopefully even quicker.
Yeah, so just to elaborate a bit more on this IP side of things, because it's not always clear in the RNS exactly what that means as a benefit to Celladon itself.
Yeah, so it's, as I said, it's something that Celladon has been developing, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years internally. And we've done it for ourselves initially to get us more yield, better quality of product. And that's showing now from our phase one, because we're now producing that product and selling it. And there's such a demand for our product because it's above that mid-tier. And by doing this Valeos transaction, it just clearly cements that somebody's prepared to pay us and access a license fee to get access to our IP. So for Celladon, the opportunity to do more of these potential transactions in other parts of the world and in the UK who knows what extra revenue we can get. And that is not baked in, we don't believe, currently to our share value today. So hopefully that'll start coming out over the coming, you know, months, years, the value of what we've been developing within our IP.
Okay, so it's definitely extremely good news on the Velios deal. It looks like a really good platform, the Celadon. A part of that, obviously, is that you've had to raise £1 million, or £1,050,000, I think it was, at 40p. Now, that raise is obviously done on the backdrop that the market is absolutely horrendous at the minute, even from the point of view that Greatland Gold was also sucking over $100 million out of the market. So just give us a bit more colour on that, and maybe the two other scenarios where there's finance still coming from what the RNS said.
Yeah, so as we mentioned in the recent RNS, the two guys are still firmly committed to putting the capital into the business. It's just we felt that due to them being a little bit later than, you know, where they were supposed to put the money in, we felt it was time to just get a little bit more comfort and get some cash on the balance sheet to take us out, you know, towards the end of this year.
Okay, and how does this Velios deal from a finance point of view put you in a situation to be able to use other sources of funding other than equity?
Yeah, it's a very good point. And we've had lots of conversations with our existing bank and other lenders. We feel that hopefully it should put us in a stronger position to go and attract different funding in due course. I can't say any more on that because there's lots going on in the background.
Yeah, and I presume if all goes to plan, which obviously is what business is all about, but if all goes to plan, the finances coming from this Velios deal are going to allow you to probably finish your scenario in the UK, as in the buildings, and finish those things off without needing any further finance. I presume that is your sort of wish, hope.
Yeah, it is. You know, you've hit it on the nail. So, you know, the demand in the UK is strong for our product. We've completely sold out on phase one. Our phase two, we've now, you know, finished the construction, probably 95% complete. We've just got to finish the fit out. And hopefully the Velios transaction will, as you say, Kevin, will give us that revenue to help us fit that out. Now, if further capital comes and it's cost effective, we will, as a board, consider maybe taking more in. But as it stands, we're looking to use the Velios money to finish up our fit out and get to even more revenue.
And I suppose my, not necessarily final question, but overview question is, I want people to understand that this is the process that Celadon have gone through to try and finance themselves, i.e. grow some cannabis, sell some cannabis, medical cannabis, that is, in different strains for different things. But the real core of this business is pharmaceutical, and the fact that you've got pain relief trials and also autism trials. So just give us a little bit of a flavor on this. Now, we are going to have you back in the next few weeks, and we'll talk along and thorough about all of the different things that Celadon does. But just for now, give people a taste of what is going on at Celadon.
Yeah, so, you know, I've always said there's two divisions to the business. There's the flower, which we call API, and then there's the pharma side, as you say, the trials. People normally get scared when you mention the word trials, but actually one of the ones, our chronic pain one, we've done that 3-month study now. We're ready to launch that fully next year. And they both work hand in, Kevin. It's, I call the right-hand side our shop front, which means the product, the API, the flower we produce, we can then sell into that and sell into the market. So, you know, it's all about getting as close to that customer as we possibly can to maximize that revenue. And as we'll mention on other podcasts in due course, that's where the long-term huge potential value is, as well as adding the flower side of the business.
Great. And tell us just a little bit about the pain relief. Give us an anecdote or something you've seen.
Yeah, so without going into too much detail, that the trial is the only UK government-approved trial. It's Gov. It took 3-4 years to develop. We've done that. We own it. With the regulators, we did a 3-month soft launch. We got circa 100 people on it, and the results have been astonishing. And we even got York University, we RNS this just before Christmas, we got York University to do an independent report based on the findings. And in essence, the patients that are on that program and are still using the product, they've gone from using, in some cases, 30, 40 tablets a day down to 3. In many cases, down to no tablets at all. with the chronic pain. They're getting good night's sleep. It's helping the pain. And in some cases, these people have gone back to work as well. And the findings from the York bit were demonstrated there is a potential cost saving to the fee payer, which is ultimately the NHS or the private prescription. So we know we're on the right course. We know we're doing it. We just have to keep pushing ahead. And that's it, Kevin. It's just super exciting. You know, we're producing a product that helps people with the quality of life. We know the demand is off the scale. There's millions of people with chronic pain using far too many tablets that's not currently working. And we're demonstrating that our product and other people's product will work to help that disease.
Brilliant. Jim, we'll catch up with you for a much longer chat over the next few weeks just to talk about the intricacies of what's actually going on, because I think this is an industry that, yes, people will eventually see that there is going to be a lot of this used in the future, because the present pharmaceutical stuff isn't solving our problems at all. Not that this is going to cure anybody, but it's going to hopefully help people to deal with and have a much better standard of life. And ultimately, that's what we should all be aiming for. So again, thanks for your time. Good luck with what's going on. And we'll catch up with you shortly.
Yeah, can I just finish on the fact, you know, I'd like to thank GIS for, you know, helping us raise this money in this time. They did an amazing job. And also Canaccord, our advisors, and Nomads, you know, they've been rock solid going through this process. We are in a very highly regulated space, and they've just been rock solid. And, you know, investors potentially will think, you know, is this company solid? We are very solid. And when I say, I just need to thank GIS and Canaccord and our team as well.
Well done for that. And we'll say James Short, CEO of Celadon Pharmaceuticals, thanks very much for your time.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.